When Nathan started working for my dad about 2 years ago, he became my bodyguard. Like I said, I always thought he was really handsome, but that only made me put up even higher walls. Besides, it was pretty much impossible to ignore his good looks. It was easier back then. He was just my bodyguard, and I was just some stupid rich girl he had to follow around everywhere. He was the only one who witnessed my most recent breakup. My relationship with Leo never became public. I guess I was happy about it now. But I also understood why he never made the effort to make it public. Leo never really cared about me. He never really loved me, much less like me. That's why I was always the one who had to text him first, always the one to ask him out on dates. I was really blind and stupid. I humiliated myself like nobody's business, and the fact that I knew that now didn't help. I was so desperate to be loved, to have someone care for me. I had this whole story made up in my head the moment I saw Leo, and I believed it and didn't want to wait for him to do something. Why did we have to wait for guys to make the first move anyway? Girls could too. So there I went, handing my heart away on a shiny silver platter, along with the knife for him to cut right through it. I gave him the power to hurt me. I think that's what hurt the most. Nathan and I never really talked about it, but of course he knew. He was always with me. When I asked him not to tell my parents anything about my romance with Leo, he told me not to worry about it. He never broke that promise. And then I had to go get drunk and kiss him. After that kiss, about 4 months ago, I asked my dad to change my bodyguard. I told him I didn't like Nathan, and he did it without any further questions. I've avoided Nathan ever since. I felt humiliated and embarrassed and hated myself for ever doing it.
So, why do you hate me?
Nathan suddenly asked from behind me as I tried really hard to concentrate on the books. I don't hate you, I said calmly, reaching for a book.
Okay. Why don't you like me?
Oh my God. Couldn't he tell I was trying my best to ignore him? According to my dad, I don't have to like you in order for you to do your job, I said, repeating the exact words my dad had said earlier. He suddenly leaned in and whispered in my ear,
Is it because the last time we were alone, you kissed me?
I could feel his hot breath on my neck, sending a shiver run down my spine. I felt tingles in my stomach as the butterflies in there came to life. Good to know they were still alive in there. Shut up, I said, but it sounded like a plea. Nathan stood in front of me, so I was forced to look at him. He looked completely amused. He really did enjoy making me suffer.
Hannah, come on. We have to talk about it.
No, we don't, I said, glaring at him. I was drunk, and it was a stupid mistake.
So you didn't like it?
He asked, a smile playing on his lips. I opened my mouth, but nothing came out. Go, wait outside, I hissed. He frowned at me, but before he could say anything, his phone began to ring. He reached for it and took a few steps back as he answered. I walked away to another shelf, away from him. He really did like to push my buttons. By now, I knew I wasn't going to be able to concentrate. Coming here was a bad idea, so I lingered in the gift section of the bookstore. I was there looking at a snowball when I looked up and saw Nathan standing a few feet away. The amusement in his eyes was gone. For once, he looked completely serious as he stared at me with his green eyes. Nathan? I asked, walking to him when he didn't move. What's wrong?
It was your father, he said slowly.
By the look on his face, I knew it wasn't a casual call. It was bad news. I felt it. What's wrong? I repeated. Nathan, please say something.
Your brother,